this is a city going through enormous change. Just tell us what it was like at that time in this city.
I don't know, because I wasn't here.
Okay.
No, it's really true. I was in Luxembourg, and we had in Luxembourg a big problem. We had only frequencies, FM frequencies, from Luxembourg to Germany. So we don't have 100% frequency in the middle of Germany or something. And this was the first RTL frequency, radio frequency, we get after the big times of Radio Luxembourg or RTL. In Germany, 100% RTL license in Berlin. So it was a very, very high focus on the whole company that this needs to be a success. And actually, we started to prepare the program and building studios in Berlin without being in Berlin.
Okay.
And then energy went on 3 months before we planned to start.
Did that piss you off?
And they made the same forward as we want to do. And so, and that's the great stuff on RTL. We went to Berlin. I was listening one day, and we need to be on the air. I don't know how, but we need to be on the air. So we rented a TV channel, a satellite channel, for I think 1.5 billion marks a year, only for renting the up and down. We were building an U-Wagen, so a remote car, bigger, and that was the only place where somebody could broadcast in Berlin, and we took a studio in Luxembourg. We're hanging Berlin posters on the wall. Say, okay, now you're in Berlin, and we stop. And we started 1 week later. Then energy from Luxembourg, and actually we moved to Berlin into the new studios on the 1st of January, and we started on the 9th of September.
Okay, so this is before the internet. And all this, so you had to find out what was going on in the city, even though you were sitting in Luxembourg doing the show.
And we had only one show with Rick Delisle. He was one of the big stars in Berlin. We hired him. I hired him from Rias 2. And he was the only guy who did his midday show 2 hours every day out of the remote car from different places in the city. And then we had the Money Man. The Money Man, I don't know if you know this promotion, he was a guy who walked around the city, asked people what's the radio station you listen to, and everybody who told them RTL gets 100 mark. And so that was the first promotion how we started. And in 3 months, and after this 3 months, we just moved to Berlin with the whole staff and equipment. After 3 months, we've been number one, 1439.
So it was successful. Pretty straight away. Wow, that's kind of lucky, or was that the design, or was it you being clever?
I think it was luck, but it was also a planned success. I mean, we did tons of research, and we knew we couldn't fail.
And were you on the morning show at this point?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I started the morning show because it happened so fast that I didn't have a morning host, and I don't know how the morning show should look like. So I told to the team, okay, let's do it together, let's try. And then I find somebody who's replacing me. And after 3 months, my boss came and said, now you can't move out there.
What's the biggest change you've seen then in the last 20 years, from the early days when you were just starting out to now? What's the biggest change that you've seen within the radio station? Obviously, it sounds very different. It doesn't sound like a 90s radio station anymore. But what's the biggest change?
It's much more professional today.
You're still handing out money in the streets?
No, but we are still handing out money.
Yeah.
But it's even more professional than it was in 91.
Let's talk about the team. Tell us who's on the show. There's quite a few people, right? On your program now?
Very big show.
Okay. So there's producers, assistants, comedy writers, all sorts of people. How many? Do you know how many people are on the team?
No. The on-air crew actually is Katja, my co-host, since 15 years. It's the almost famous Lucas. He's